Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Duke of Small Business, at your service. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out. Use it to your advantage. We got a lot of stuff there. You can read or listen to or watch. That's right, multimedia. And use it to your advantage. Whatever you got going on, you got something you're excited about or frightened about, challenge your opportunity. We got something that you can look at or read or listen to in just a minute or two, anywhere from 5 seconds to 10 minutes. Check it out, smallbusinessadvocate.com, including Bob Negan's work that he's deposited with us over the years. Bob is the author of Marketing Your Retail Store in the Internet Age, co-authored with his wife, Susan. Bob, thanks again for hanging out with us. Whizbangtraining.com, is that right?
That's correct, but there's an H in the whiz.
That's right.
Whizbangtraining.com.
There you go. So, folks, check it out. Bob, we're talking in the previous segment about being more professional, more deliberate, more patient in finding a person that really fits the bill for what you're looking for. Let's get them trained now, because I'll tell you, I just believe that there's almost no training going on anymore other than how to run the cash register. And I mean, there's more to training than just that. I mean, how long has it been since you've had somebody say thank you for whatever you bought from them? I mean, that's part of training, isn't it?
So correct. And, that's exactly how I did it. You know, so I had my retail business for 20 years. And now we've had this, this Whizbang training for 12. But in the beginning at that, because I didn't know any better, I did exactly like you said. I'd teach people my two most popular, three most popular kites, teach them how to use a register, teach them how to use a credit card machine, and then hope that they were successful. And then I was frustrated because when they weren't successful.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, it took me a long time, probably a dozen years, to realize it was my fault that they weren't successful.
Right.
But, so for your listeners, since they're small businesses, what I see happen all the time is they're so busy working at their business that they don't take the time to create a training program or a training system.
Yeah.
And so they never really get out of the trap of spinning their wheels. So what I encourage your listeners to do is to, look, take what you know and write it down. Create standards so that people do things the right
mm-hmm.
way. And that's how you get ahead of it. Yeah, it's a pain in the neck. Yeah, it takes time. But you're never going to get ahead of your
business.
But
these are things, this is something, though, that really takes only time. And once you train the person, you get them ingrained in these fundamentals. It should last them the rest of their life and keep paying you benefits as long as they work for you.
That's exactly
right.
You
shouldn't have to train somebody to say thank you more than once.
No, that's right. But, but you do, and there's lots of things. But let me give you an example of this. Sales training. One of our clients, when I met her, she owned her store, a small store in Austin, Texas, suburb of Austin.
Mm-hmm.
And, she had owned it for 6 years, and it was flat. And when I met her, she said, Bob, this is a make it or break it year. Something's got to give. And so she made a commitment to sales training, to creating a sales culture. So after 6 years of being flat, just by teaching her people how to sell, not just giving them the training once, but training them and motivating them and keeping them focused on selling, she's been up 30% a year for the last 3 years.
Wow.
And all she did
was focus on training. Didn't change her product models. And she probably raised her prices too, didn't she?
I would hope so. Yeah, absolutely. So you're absolutely correct. And let me just talk about one other thing real quickly, if I may. You have to think through the training process. So three times in the last 2 years, in the last 2 days, I've gone into small local businesses and they've asked me. So for instance, one was my local Ace Hardware store. They said, "Are you a member of the Ace Rewards program?" And I said, "No." And that was the end of the conversation. It happened at a gas station. It happened at my health food store. And it happened. And so I'm just
hoping they'd say something. They never did invite you, did they?
No, I'm screaming. So the next question is, would you like to be part of?
Right.
So that's what we call closing the training loop. I mean, every single time I go into those stores, they ask me, they never invite me.
In addition to training them to do that, if it's really important, if that's a high margin thing, which it probably is, do we compensate people to get them to do that?
No, we don't compensate them, but what
we don't give them, we don't give them $5 every time they sign up for something like that or whatever.
No. What I recommend is that you have your stores secret shopped, not by a big company.
Yeah.
You know, have your friends
secret shoppers
are the best system.
Secret shoppers are one of the best investments you can make, isn't it?
Absolutely. And so we teach that, you can put together a 2-page secret shopper program and have local people do it. What we teach is, have local nonprofits do it and give $10 to the person who comes in and shops and give $10 to the local nonprofit who sends in the person who shops. But, here's what we found. If people know they're being watched on these 10 items, they get those 10 items right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Inviting you to join the secret, to join the loyalty program, adding on, saying thank you.
Yeah.
Not saying may I help
and
you.
Not saying no problem.
Yeah, oh, I hate that.
No problem is a big problem as far as I'm concerned.
Yes.
Hey, Bob, I need that website one more time, please.
Whizbangtraining.com, WHIZ. And we have a free tip of the week for any of your listeners who want great retail information.
Folks, check it out. You'll thank me later for that. Hey, Bob, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back and say hi to Susan for us.
I will.
See you next time. Bob Negan, N-E-G-E-N is how you spell his name. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.